on Friday. We are, so many of us, we are not in church on Friday because we are celebrating. You are cooking for the birthday and forgot the celebrant. I told them on Friday, it's Jesus' birthday, not your own. You can't be cooking and forget the celebrant. Hallelujah. And I took our time to explain some things for the church concerning Christmas Day. You know, the Bible says that wise men, not really the wise, you know, two groups of people came. The shepherd that were watching their flock by night in the same country. Hallelujah. And I explained, those shepherds were not just ordinary shepherds. These were the Levitical shepherds. Hallelujah. The Levitical shepherd that were in charge of the Paschal lamb. It was not just ordinary shepherd. They were not just normal shepherd. These are shepherds that understand what it means to have a Passover lamb. Hallelujah. The angels went to them and they reported them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As a prayer, I want to pray for you. Everybody lift up your hands. Close your eyes in the name of Jesus. In the book of Exodus chapter 12, the Bible says, in the middle of the night, an angel of death passed. And then I said to myself, if an angel of death can pass, an angel of prosperity can also pass. Today I decree, let the angels of prosperity begin to pass around you. In the name of Jesus. I said to myself, if it is possible for angel of death to pass, angel of life and prosperity can come. Let those ones come your way in the name of Jesus. May you begin to rejoice in what Jesus has done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's go very fast to what I want to preach. You know, the topic of the month says what? Unveiling Christ. On Thursday, we are here talking about Christ, the power of God. So, but in that scripture, it's two things, two dimensions there. And I told us that maybe today I take it up. And thank God, yesterday, God quickened my heart and I began to study on the other aspect of it. Give us that First Corinthians chapter 1. First Corinthians chapter 1, are you there? First Corinthians chapter number 1, verse 24. 1 Corinthians 1:24. The Bible says, but unto them which are called, everybody follow me because the service is going to end very soon. But unto them which are called, both Jews and the Greek, Christ the what? Please read with me. Christ the what? And what again? The wisdom of God. So Christ, the dunamis, the word power there is not exousia. The word power there is what? Dunamis. The word dunamis means what? Miraculous power. The word miraculous power means what? Miracle itself. Hallelujah. So the Bible says Christ is what? The power of God. Christ is the dunamis of God. Christ is what? The miraculous power of God. Christ is what? The miracle itself. I don't know whether somebody's here. So Christ, the dunamis and the sophia of God. That's the Greek meaning of the word power there and the Greek meaning of the word sophia. Somebody say here. So Christ is what? The power of God. Hallelujah. And Christ is what? Also the sophia of God. On Thursday, I began to teach on the miraculous power of God. That's the miracle itself. That's what I taught on Thursday. But today, let's take the B part of it, which is what? Christ, what? The wisdom of God. Hallelujah. So, can you imagine? Can you imagine? Everybody, look at this. 2 days ago, we celebrated Christmas. That's the birth of Jesus. Some people say it was not 25th. I don't know. I don't want to know when he was born. The issue is that, was he born? The answer is what? Yes. So, let's celebrate it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All those victories, they are not necessary. If you don't want to celebrate, stay. After all, there are so many things people celebrate. Even when we say there was lockdown, people say we are still moving around. So no matter what you do, no matter what you say, no matter what you put in place, there will always be people that don't want what? Eh? Like everybody says, Buhari is not doing well. There are some people that Buhari is their God, heaven and earth. I don't know what somebody said. So that's how it is. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Can you imagine that night that Jesus was born? Please concentrate. That night that Jesus was born and he was put in a manger. You know how that thing looks like? How many of you grew up in the village? How many of you grew up in the village or you stayed a little bit? And probably you were involved in, what is it called? Preparing palm oil. Palm oil. There's this thing that looks like mortar. Straight like that. Long. Four corner. That you pour the whatever palm fruit inside and begin to match. Those of you from this side, if you are from palm, now you won't understand what we are talking about. So that's how the place, you know, that manger looks like. I don't know whether somebody said, but I told you something, that young boy was wrapped in what, swaddling clothes. Under normal circumstances, you don't wrap children in swaddling clothes. People that you wrap in swaddling clothes are usually people that are dead. And that's why the Bible says, this shall be a sign to you. I told them on Friday that if it was a normal procedure, they wouldn't say it is a sign. I gave them an instance. If we have 20 children in this church that are less than 1 year, the normal thing about the children is that they are wearing pampers. So if you see somebody go to Christ's temple, you will see a child wearing pampers. It's a mistake. Why? Because if you come here, you will just see it's not going to be a sign, because almost every child wears pampers. I don't know whether somebody... So for it to be a sign simply means it's not something that is common. Are you in church? So I said in the birth of Jesus was the preaching of the death of Jesus. So you know the Bible says he is the lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. Not actually the lamb that was born from the foundation of the world. So what was on the mind of God was not necessarily the birth. What was on the mind of God was what? His death. Except a corn of wheat falls down and dies, he remains alone. Are you in church? So can you imagine, maybe that day, that night, Mary was with a child. What was on the mind of God? Hallelujah. Amen. He grew up, moved around, did all manner of things he did. What was on the mind of God? Listen, the Bible says Christ is what? The power and the wisdom of God. So as Jesus was moving around, as he was born, what God was seeing, not us, because we couldn't see. What God was seeing is what? This is my power. This is my what? My wisdom. So Christ was the wisdom and the power of God. That was why, I don't know, most of the time when I want to preach, you guys preach before me. Now, Philip said, show us the Father. That's John chapter 14. Show us the Father and he sufficed us. The word sufficed simply means it is enough. If you show us the Father, it is enough for us. Jesus said, have I been so long with you, Philip, and you don't know the Father? He said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. I don't know whether somebody's here. So as Jesus was moving, we could see the wisdom of God moving. As Jesus was walking around, we could see the power of God walking around. Are you in church? So Christ is what? The power and the what? The wisdom of God. Everything God is, he manifested in Christ. When he came to the tomb of Lazarus, and the sister of Lazarus, Martha, said, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Hallelujah. But I know that whatever you ask God, he's going to give to you. Jesus said, your brother shall live again. Martha said, I know what they are talking about. He will come back to life on the resurrection day. Jesus said, I am what? I am the resurrection and the life. Are you understanding? Now, listen. Oh, goodness gracious. If you read the books of the prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, mention them, Micah, Malachi, they will always say, thus says the Lord, thus says the Lord. But when Jesus came, Jesus never used the word, thus says the Lord. Jesus said, Verily, verily, I say unto you. It's no longer thought, says it, because he is God made manifest. So, verily, verily, I do what I say unto you. That's where the church belongs. It's not thought, says. That's why the Bible says, God in sundry times, Hebrews chapter 1, spoke to us through the prophet. Thus says the Lord. No, this one is, he said, in these last days, he has spoken to us through what? Through his son, whom he has made heir of all things, and through him he made all the worlds. Hallelujah. Everything God wanted to speak to us, he did in Christ. The other day, I told you what it means that Jesus is the Word of God. All that God spoke and wanted to say is in Christ. Hallelujah. Christ is the wisdom of God. I was listening to somebody, you know, Ben Hinn to be precise. He said something. He was asking one of the scientists. He said, when you get out of this place and get into the space and look at the earth, how does it look like? He says, from the space, if you look at the earth looks like this. From the space, looking at the earth looks like this. So inside this dot is where you and my step. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The wisdom of God. Do you know for 365 days you could see the is it the earth, the rotation of the earth, or which one is the rotation of the earth? Hey. Now, do you know that all these planets are revolving around and none jams the other? I got to understand yesterday that grain of sand, there is no one that looks like the other. You know, if you don't read, you won't know. I'm talking about sand. That is not, the one we used to know is, maybe nobody, no two persons have the same thumbprint. But I got something more fearful and more, I don't know, more intelligent. That grains of sand, they don't look alike. To you, they do. But to an invisible eye, I don't know whether somebody said, they don't look alike. When I was in second year, you know, they took us to the lab. Brought human beings up and down. Dead people. And they said we should start cutting them open. Dead people. I'm saying, you know, they'll give you manual, you start cutting. Just be cutting. Just cut. Cut the leg, you cut. Cut the heart, you cut. Go here, you go. Come out, you come out. And all the rest of the human beings, so probably our relations. Amen. I discover the arrangement of the body. Any person that did this must be a super intelligent person. But I don't want to describe God as super intelligence. God is intelligence himself. That's why he said, you know, in Jesus talking, Jesus never said, I have. No. He said, the thief, give me that scripture. John 10:10. Let me show you something. John 10:10. Look at this. Jesus never said, I have. He will tell you, I am. Read through your scripture. When it has to do with life, he said, he didn't say, I have life. No. He said, I am the way, the truth, and what? The life. He said, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come. That is what he is. He doesn't have. He is. I don't know whether somebody's here. When he met Moses in the wilderness, Moses said, if I get to the children of Israel, who will I tell the children of Israel that sent me? He said, tell them that I am has sent you. That is his name. Hallelujah. That's why I say Christ, the wisdom. The Bible does not say Christ has wisdom. No. Christ is what? He said, I am resurrection and what? Life. He does not have life. He does not offer resurrection. He is what? Resurrection. He said, he doesn't tell you that I have eternal life. No. He's, I am eternal life. The word that he told you that he is the life, that is another word. Zoe. That is another word. Eternal life. That's why he said, I am the way, the truth, and what? The life. Jesus does not have the way. Jesus does not have the truth. Jesus does not have life. Jesus is what? Life. Jesus does not have power. Jesus is what? Power of God. Jesus does not have wisdom. Jesus is what? Wisdom of God manifested. Listen, let me tell you the truth. There is no other person that has wisdom except God. Should I show you from the Bible? Should I show you? Let me show you. Romans chapter 1. Sorry, Romans chapter number 16 verse 25. Daniel chapter 2 verse 20. Can you see that? Romans 16, 27. Romans 16, 27. Romans 16, to God only what? Listen, look at that. To God only what? Another translation will tell you, to the only wise God. Hallelujah. If God is the only wise person, the only wise person, he simply puts every other person in a non-wise status. I don't know what somebody said. Everything you are trying to exhibit is not it. I will show you from the scripture again. Alright, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Look at this, look at this. 1 Corinthians, chapter number 1. Let's read, because I want to close the service. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Name above all names. I like that name. Beautiful Savior. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18. Let's read that. Amen. For the preaching of the gospel of the cross is to them that perish what? Foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is the what? The power of God. Now, for it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of what? I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Who is a prudent person? A very discreet, very sagacious, very, what is another word? Very, very, I don't know, very, any of that in very, hallelujah. He said, I will destroy. Verse 20, please, very fast. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Had not God made foolish the wisdom of what? So, he brings Socrates, you bring all of them. The Bible says, the wisdom, these are people that are respected. The scribes, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, all the learned people, the Bible says, God has made foolish their words, their wisdom. Why? He is the only wise God. What men call wisdom is not what God calls wisdom. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me give you an instance. It is not wisdom, humanly speaking, that you have 1,000 naira and you give it as an offering. It is not wisdom that you made 100,000 and you carry 10,000 naira and give as a tithe. It's not wisdom. But the Bible says that which men call wisdom, God has made what? Foolishness. Oh, goodness. I don't have time to expound on this. But go down. Hallelujah. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. So in the wisdom of the world, whatever they feel they know, in their highest capacity of wisdom, they can't know God. It's not possible. It pleased God by the foolishness of what? Preaching. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 1 verse 16. Don't go there, but you can write. Hallelujah. The foolishness of what? Of preaching. How can you tell me? Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, everybody hear this. Do you know that Federal Republic of Nigeria, assuming I come out now and tell the president of Nigeria, say, please, all the Boko Haram people, all the Icelanders, everybody, just give them to me. And leave them. Let me speak the gospel to them. Let me talk the gospel to them. I believe that after some time, that some of them will embrace Christ and drop their guns. They will laugh at me. It doesn't make sense. Federal government should apprehend those people and put them in the prison. Have you discovered that prisons don't reform anybody? It rather makes people hard. Have you discovered that in training your children, flogging them does not actually help them? The Bible says, spare the rod and spoil the child. True of us. The rod there is not about skin. Discover children that are always being flogged. They develop top skin. Moms will flog me. The rod there is God's word. Any child, listen, get two children, train one with continuous flogging. It will only make the child to respect you and fear you, especially when you are not there. But anything somebody does with in your supervision, you have not actually communicated. That's why somebody says, when people do something wrong here, you should punish them. I don't know how to do it. Because the issue is that if my leadership to you is all about flogging you and giving you back seat, I have not succeeded as a pastor. Because the truth is that you should be able to do things right without my supervision. I don't know whether somebody's here. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's only God's word that can change a man. That's God's wisdom. Is somebody here? Go down. Verse 22. Very fast. For the Jews require what? A sign. And the Greeks seek what? After wisdom. The Jews, they look for what? For sign. What type of sign again are they looking for? What type of wisdom are they looking for? The issue is that the Bible says, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 4, down to verse 6. If our gospel be hid, is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded their eyes, that they will not be able to see the glorious gospel of our Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You know what they were looking for? They said, if you are the Son of God, just come down. Give us a sign. Just jump down from the cross now. We believe you. That's what they are looking for. But we preach Christ crucified. Unto the Jews, a stumbling what? And unto the Greeks, what? Foolishness. But unto them which are called. Somebody say, I'm called. Somebody shout it again. Christ, the power of God. And what? The wisdom of God. The people are looking for, they are looking for sign. They are looking for what? Wisdom. Not knowing that the person that was walking around them was sign, because what you can see as sign is manifestation of power. Amen. Beautiful Savior. So many things to talk about. The life of Jesus was absolute manifestation of wisdom. You know, we are talking about wisdom today. The life of Jesus was absolute manifestation of wisdom. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, give us verse 30. Because if you read 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and chapter 2, talking about God's wisdom. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us what? Wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. That's what Christ is made for us. God expects his children to really operate in wisdom. Everything God made Jesus to be for us is actually what and where he expects his sons and daughters to operate in. Everything God made Jesus to be. God made Jesus to be what? God made Jesus what? Righteousness and redemption. God wants his children to operate in that realm, that level. Hallelujah. Are you in church? Hallelujah. A wise man is one endued and embellished with knowledge. James chapter 3 verse 13 to 18. The more we know Christ, the more we manifest wisdom. If he is wisdom, that was why Apostle Paul said that I may know you. So in the church, there are two kinds of elders in the church. Elders by knowledge and elders by age. Hallelujah. Somebody can be 70 years. He doesn't know anything. As regards spiritual things. That was why the Jews, all the Pharisees and the Sadducees, at the age of 12, Jesus sat them down, asking them questions and teaching them. They were like, where is this boy coming from? His father, we know his father. Hallelujah. Amen. We know his mother. We know his sisters. In fact, in Jerusalem, in John chapter 7, can you give us John chapter 7? John chapter 7, verse 24. John 7, 24. John 7, 24. Is it what I'm looking for? John chapter number 7. Okay, give us verse 14. Verse 14. Now, about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and did what? And taught. You remember the story? Eh? That was the feast that was taking place in Jerusalem. And the brothers came to him and said, you are in the village here. There's nobody that wants to be famous that stays in the village. And that is the truth too. Have you noticed that anybody where in church begin grow must rush to Lagos? Lagos must be headquarters. It's true. It's only BOM that said, no one go anywhere. No one stay Port Harcourt here. Any company at all must go to Lagos. I don't know whether you are here. The disciples, the brothers, the younger brothers of Jesus told him, nobody that wants to be famous hides in the village. Go to Jerusalem, the headquarters, so that people can see you. Jesus answered them, my time is not up, but your time is always up. But in the middle of the feast, he just came out from nowhere and began to teach. And the Jews marveled, saying, how nowhere did this man let us, having never done what? Learned. How come? How did he know this? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you in church? Look, let me show you what I'm looking for actually. Give us verse 26 or verse 25. Verse 25. Then said some of them of Jerusalem, is not this he whom they did what? Seek to kill. May everybody looking for you to kill go for it in the name of Jesus. To be precise, you can't die. Jesus said, I have power to lay down my life. And I have power to take it up. Nobody has power to take your life. But lo, he speaketh boldly, and they say nothing unto him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is the very Christ? Look at what happened. Do they know that this is the very Christ? Look at that. Verse 27. Everybody want to go. We know where this man is coming from. But when Christ cometh, no man knoweth when he is. Give us another translation so that people can understand. You know this English, get as he be. Get as he be. But we know where this man is from. When the Christ comes, no one will know where he is what?
From.
Wisdom of men. And that's how, you know, most of the times, that's how they judge us. But the Bible says, John chapter number 3, verse 8, that the one that is born of God is like the wind. Hallelujah. It's like the wind. You can't tell where the wind is coming from. You can't tell where the wind is going to. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, some of us will become millionaires, not having any connection to any government agency. The wisdom of man is that you must have connection with the army, have connection with senators, have connection with Mr. President, have connection with one or two persons. But when God wants to favor you, boy, he does not need any connection. He doesn't need any permission. I don't know whether somebody's here. The wisdom of man is that there must be connection. You must know somebody that knows somebody. Hallelujah. When Christ comes, we will not know where he's coming from. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But this one, we know his father. We know his mother. We have even gone to his village. We know his sisters and brothers. People, we, I don't know how to say it. But the truth is that what God will make you, or what God is making you to be, can never be traceable to your family in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The wisdom of God. Amen. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. Verse 45 and 46 of that scripture. Verse 45. Finally, the temple guards went back to the chief priests and Pharisees, who asked them, why him? Because they sent them, go and catch this boy. Go and catch this boy. These boys, after sitting down in the church, hearing the man of God talk, they went back. Look at what they answered. They say, why didn't you bring him? Look at their answer. No one ever spoke the way this man does. The guards did what? No one. What was Jesus dishing out? The wisdom, the power. Hallelujah. Manifestation of this wisdom. Number one, he's coming as a child. That place we read, John chapter 7 verse 27. He's coming as a child. The fact that, oh, just the same way Adam appeared. I hope you know. Adam was created a full-grown man. I believe. I've not seen it in the Bible. But I am tending to believe that when Adam was formed, he was formed as a 30-year-old man. Praise the Lord. Amen. Are you confused? Did you hear what I said? I said I didn't see it in the Bible. But I believe that when Adam was formed, he should be at the age of a 30-year-old man. Remember, when God gave the children of Israel rules and regulations, he told them that somebody is not qualified to go to war or to be called into the office of a priest, somebody that is less than 30 years. You must be 30 years before you get into the office of a priest. And you discover in the ministry of Jesus, the Bible says in Luke chapter 2, that Jesus himself began to be at the age of 30. I don't know whether somebody's here. So if Jesus had to operate at a second and the last Adam, he must be and come and operate at the same frequency. So that if you are placing two of them side by side, it will be easy for you to judge. I don't know what somebody said. Listen, if you have two children, one is in primary one, the other one is in primary two. You can't say the one in primary one is more intelligent than the one in primary two. You know why? They are not in the same class. Wait until that one in primary one gets to primary two. I don't know whether somebody's here. You cannot judge the effectiveness of that child with the effectiveness of the other one when he was in primary two. Are you understanding? It would be unfair to Adam if God began to, judge Jesus before or after 30 years. I don't know whether somebody's here. Food for thought. You can make further research. But that's what I believe. Jesus coming as a child. It was not said when Christ comes. Nobody knows where he's coming from. He will just land. Yeah. And nobody will know where the man is coming from. Just like that little boy they gave birth to. He just came out and said, I want to drink small stout. Hallelujah. The wisdom of God. The Bible says, the world in their wisdom don't know God. The wisdom of God is that this person will derobe himself. Philippians chapter 2 from verse 5. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon himself the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in a fashion as a man, he humbled himself unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, it's not at the mention of the name of Jesus, so say it the way it is in the Bible, at the name of Jesus. I don't know whether somebody is here. God derobed himself of his majesty, of everything that made him God, and became like us. Hallelujah. I was listening to Benny Hinn talk. Do you know what he said? He said it wouldn't have been possible for God to save us as God. I don't know whether people are in church. Hallelujah. This guy message, now basically they preach around May, June. No, be December message. You know what? As I talk on my devil, I see it rise. A May, June topic. Hallelujah. Amen. He made an illustration, and just hear me, I'm rounding off. He said, assuming you are a man, you made an ant, and the ant does not hear and understand your language, and the ant is heading towards destruction, and you shout, the ant will not hear you. You will talk, the ant will not hear you, and you put your hand forward to stop the ant will climb your hand and be moving. So the only way you can stop the ant is to be an ant and walk down and speak the language of an ant to stop the ant. So the only way God could have stopped us from heading for destruction is by being like us. I don't know whether people are in church. Hallelujah. He's coming as a child. Number two. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 6 is the cross. Oh, this one, if I begin to explain it, we will not go today. Everybody hear me. Let me say this. The cross is not, you know, what we see as the cross. In the cross, I saw some army people. Is it that boy's brigade? The carved one thing that looks like Christ and the cross. Oh, but if you watch the match in there, you will repent by force. So they carry the thing that looks is a cross. You know, cross. Pull my hair across. So they wounded one man there, red and black. On the thing. And they carry the thing and in the cross. In the cross. Be my glory. The thing was so enjoying. So, but hear me, children of God. When we talk about the cross, we're not talking about the wood. We're talking about a process. The cross is not just the wood. The cross is the process. The Bible says the preaching of the cross. So what it simply means, the cross is not just a stick. Because you can't preach a stick. I don't know whether somebody said. The preaching of the cross. The cross is what happened from beginning. The Bible says the lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. So the message of the cross had been preached before the world began. The cross is all about all that Jesus came to do for us. His birth, death, burial, resurrection, ascension, and glorification. How many things did I mention? Six. That is the cross. Goodness gracious. The Bible says that the angels desire to look into the plan of God as regards the cross. God told them, no, it is not possible for you. The people that prophesied, thus says the Lord, they wanted to know more about the cross. God said to them, it is not for them, it is for the people that will follow after Jesus has come to die and resurrect. That was why the Paul said, the world, if they had known the wisdom of God, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. The cross is the manifestation of the wisdom of God. How can you tell us that the salvation of man is in death? But Jesus said, except a corn of wheat falls down and dies, it remains alone. In Hebrews, he says that in bringing many sons unto glory, he made the captain of their salvation perfect through what? Suffering. Hallelujah. The wisdom of God. Number three, in creation. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 19. Psalm 104 verse 24. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The Lord by wisdom had founded the earth. By understanding had he established the heavens. By wisdom. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Has founded the earth. If you have entered aircraft and looked down on human beings, you know, the most amazing thing is that if you are up there and you look at human beings, you just be looking like granite. When you are like, maybe like 200 feet above sea level, you see people walking up and down. By the time you are up, you will no longer see any human being. If you meet an ocean, it's not as big as ocean is. The ocean is looking like a pathway. You know what a pathway is? Just smutting like this. Hallelujah. You know, if you look at where God stays, is in the third heavens. Planes don't get there. The only place we can get to is this one we are seeing. That's the atmospheric heaven. You know, we have three. We have atmospheric heaven. That's the one we can look at. When you pass this one, you have what? The planetary heavens, where you have the planets, the sun, and all the rest of them. When you now, and the distance between all of them is not like here, from here to Rumokutao. One day, I was going to Lagos, and we entered flight. My brother, my sister, as we just entered, we entered the cloud. You know, the way you have gallop here is the same way you have gallop there. The way you have gallop, as per gallop, the same way we have gallop there. Oh, well. As we enter, see gallop, see storm. Everybody turn born again by. No, there is no way. Because this one is not like I was going from Imo State, and as I was approaching Omagwa, we had accidents. In fact, the car scattered. This one, nobody go see. Nobody even will know where you are. There is no, you know, we enter the space. We don't know. You just look like that. You are not. There is no, everything is, it's not like I with the C3, with the C, there's nothing. Everywhere you just like, and the plane was doing, I said today. As we, the man managed, controlled the thing, and we came down. You know, nobody they form big man again. You know, see, you can't form big man now. How can you form big man? Who are you now? If you are somebody now, you would have stopped something upstairs there. Everybody maintained. Nobody greet up. All of us that we are just sitting inside the plane, you can't talk again. The other day I was coming back, trying to meet with service. As we entered there, we just saw the cloud. You know, you just see the cloud as if now human beings, they walk out there. I see Jesus Christ. I felt maybe Jesus done the come home. Listen. God in his wisdom puts all those things together. Do you know from there in the heaven of heavens, in the third heaven where he dwells, that when he looks at the planet, I'm talking about the planet where we are, it looks like a dot. And inside that dot is you and myself. That is why the psalmist says, what is man that you are so mindful of him. If you understand this, any pride you have, you put it by the side. Because you are not. Hallelujah. The last thing about the wisdom of God, that's the one I could tell you. There are so many. Is God's providence. God's providence. You know what providence means? Providence means, you know, the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, we give thanks. How many of you know that song? We give praise, for we know that all things work together for my good. Do you know the song? Except you started singing maybe in the early 90s. You know the song. We give thanks. We give praise. For we know that all things work together for my good. We give thanks. We give praise. For by faith we know your grace. We see us through. 120 years I sang this song. All things work together for my good. Now, even if you fix the wedding, try and fix 2021, don't read your. Somebody say here. Even if you fix the wedding in 2021, and every member of this church say, ah, brother, did they leave him? I beg. Even when others they contribute, you know they contribute. We know they give him anything. Bible says all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are the called according to his word, according to his purpose. So no matter what the situation is, even if everybody's dying, just know that somehow the thing will turn around for your good. That's the plan of God. That's God's providence. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When Jesus was about to be crucified, everybody left him. He said, everybody has left him, but I know you, God. You are with me. Hallelujah. Listen, even if you are sick and you are about to die on a sick bed, hear me. Everything. Let me even shock you. Do you know that even your mistake, if the Bible says all things, it simply means all things. Even your mistake, you know, most of the times, in your mistake, when you finally look at it, yes, you must have suffered one or two losses, but you discover in that mistake, God must have turned something around for your good. Go and check. Start checking it. He said, people are pursuing me and all the rest of them. Darkness cannot overpower light. I come out in front of my clarity. I begin to rabadosh in the labada. Kegedos kurabalushke. Rengeledebos kendarababa. I don't know what somebody said. It must work out for my good. I don't know what somebody said. Listen, no matter what the situation, even your mistake, find out what is happening. God is working out everything. Lift up your hand. Everything is working out for my good. Somebody say it.